Empower Radio presents Out of the Fog. Join intuitive guide and spiritual teacher Karen Hager for lively, positive conversation with light workers, healers, and dynamic wisdom keepers. Get ready for inspiration and connection. This is Out of the Fog on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation with enlightening guests, and I'm glad you're here. Today, we'll be talking about how to deepen our knowledge of crystals, gemstones, and rocks, and how to learn to put their power to work for us. Margaret Ann Lembo is here to share tools to help us use crystal work for manifestation and higher consciousness, and to take the next steps in your personal practice with crystals. Are you ready to meet her? Margaret Ann Lembo is an author, spiritual entrepreneur, aromatherapist, and the owner of the Crystal Garden Conscious Living Store in Southeast Florida. She's written many books, created 5 oracle decks, and a line of aroma energetic sprays. Her newest book is Crystals Beyond Beginners, Awaken Your Consciousness with Precious Gifts from the Earth. She is dedicated to helping people focus on mindfulness and positive thought using crystals, color, aromatherapy, and affirmations. You can find out more about Margaret Ann and her work at margaretannlembo.com. Margaret, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Oh, Karen, thank you so much for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Let's start with that. That book is about awakening your consciousness with the gifts of the earth. What does it mean to awaken consciousness?
Well, awakening consciousness, to me, has everything to do with this word that everybody's been saying a lot lately, at least in my world they do, mindfulness, being conscious of what you're thinking, what is going on in our minds at any given point in time, and also being very aware and awakened in how we are with others on a physical level, emotional level, mental level, spiritually connected. And so awakening our consciousness is being mindful, is being right here, right now, and knowing what you're doing, and not being oblivious. If you want to say it the other way, it's not being oblivious. You know, it's like activated situational awareness.
And so that's very freeing, but it can also, there's responsibility that comes with that. And at least in my understanding of using things like crystals, is that one of the ways that using tools to help with awakening consciousness, can it help us be more clear about our responsibility in that freedom?
I believe so. Yes, I do. I feel like when we work with gemstones or crystals, when I say work with, when we have them on us, like right now I'm wearing a kyanite bracelet. And so this is to help me stay aligned and focused and be present in the moment. But I could also wear the kyanite bracelet in another way, which is because I want to be a good communicator, express myself well. So it's not like the gemstone just automatically takes care of everything. It's up to us. We're very much responsible for everything that we do and say and feel. And so I'm not even sure I'm really answering your question. I kind of went down my own little road there. But basically, utilizing that as a tool, if we're responsible, responsibility, yeah, the minute we become conscious of how we are with other people, then once you wake up, you don't have a choice but then to pay attention in the future, and then you can't go back to putting the, I'll say for the sake of this conversation, putting the fog back over your eyes.
Well, and I think, and these tools can be reminders also of our own power. We set intention, we make plans, right? You wear that bracelet as a reminder to be in alignment. We need, I think, as incarnated beings, we need reminders to keep us on track. And as I see it, that's part of the power of these tools.
Exactly. That's exactly how I utilize them. And that's what I recommend to people when they say, oh, I want a gemstone that's going to help me get a new boyfriend. It's like, well, let's talk about that a little bit more, because a rock isn't going to automatically attract a significant other. But in fact, it can help us uncover, help us decide what qualities maybe we would want to have involved in that relationship, and also decide what patterns we don't want to repeat. and we can utilize gemstones as a tool, as an adjunct tool. And it is a reminder. You pinned it exactly the way I like to look at working with gemstones. They're reminders to bring our attention back on what we do want versus what we don't want.
So what is the difference between a crystal and a rock and a gemstone?
You know, I'm sure there is a specific difference, and I can't remember it exactly now, because if you look it up from a geological standpoint, but when I use the term crystals, minerals, stones, rocks, gemstones, gems, all of those, I mean, I utilize them interchangeably. So it's a piece of the earth that's been mined and brought out of the earth and utilized in our world, in the world that I live in, is as a tool for awakening consciousness. So I use them all interchangeably.
I love that because it sets me free to choose what I want instead of feeling like I have to choose exactly the right thing from a certain narrow category in a certain kind of way. When you open it up like that, is this a gift that comes from the earth that's been mined and then brought to my attention so that I can choose? Now that kind of opens things up for me. So I like that definition, that non-geological. I like that you didn't have to look that up in a book.
Well, it is. I think it's in my first book, but can I remember that? No, because I'm not a geologist. I'm a metaphysician, you know? And so I look at it more, you know, because I consider amber a gemstone, but amber is a fossil. It's actually fossilized pine resin. So there's just, you know, I just like to use that, all those words interchangeably. Yes, it is freeing. I agree with you.
So how do we choose? Let's say somebody's listening to this and thinking, oh, I can go now and I'm going to go and choose. How do I go to my crystal store or my metaphysical store or wherever it is that I'm going? How do I align myself with the stone that's speaking to me? How do I choose?
And that is a favorite question. You know, every one of my customers seems like, because I also sell gemstones. I guess I should preface that. That's what I also do as part of my life. So as that is an example, and that's a lot my customers taught me. They come into my store and they say, what rock should I get for XYZ, or what stone should I use? And I always say, even though I've written a lot of books on this subject, and you can look it up in my book, and I can show you a page in my book, because I have quite a few books on exactly that, I still recommend that people think about what is they're trying to achieve, what is their intention, and just look to see what you're being naturally drawn to. So somebody asked me like the relationship question, the general answer might be a pink or a green stone, because that's a heart chakra stone. But what they really need is something that's more to do with self-confidence and self-esteem, like citrine or golden calcite. Or maybe they need to learn how to be better at communicating and expressing themselves, or being a better listener. And then a pastel blue gemstone would be beneficial, like angelite or even aquamarine, you know, these various tools and each one of these, as you may have already noticed, relate to the chakra system.
And there's what you're speaking into there is almost like asking your customer who comes into the store, or a client who comes for reading, asking them to use their own intuition. What feels right to you? To me, things like stones and crystals, they're alive. And so what the living part of that calls to the living part of you, which is our intuition, our divine connection. And if you can quiet down and listen for that conversation, that little call, then you know which one is right for you. So even if I pick the one that you would usually use for soccer players, but I feel drawn to it because I'm going to use it for, I don't know, clear complexion. I'm choosing it from that place of intuition. The living part of the stone speaks to that part of me that's most alive.
Yes. And, you know, like, in fact, that's how the gemstone oracle, you know, most of my decks are about being a gemstone oracle. That's how this all evolved, is people were naturally drawn to what they needed. And then I would say, oh, that makes sense. This is for this, that is for that. You know, the reason you might have picked this is for this reason. And they initially thought, oh man, you're so psychic, Margaret. And it's like, well, everybody's intuitive. Yes. But the gemstones told me the story. And that's when I realized, These are tools for us even to get to know ourselves better. That's how I like to look at it too. It's like you get to realize, oh, if I'm being drawn to this Chrysicola, well, maybe I'm being, maybe it's because I'm agitated and I need to calm down. Or maybe there's some expression that I need to, you know, something I need to express that I need to get out of my system. So we get to, it's like a tool for also uncovering and therefore awakening consciousness.
So I have your crystal intentions oracle, and I drew a card before the interview just to kind of get some guidance for myself. And the one I chose is orbicular jasper. Now this, if you guys don't have this deck, go and check it out. The photography is beautiful. And this is, these are cards with a photograph of the card or the crystal on one side. Then there's a short affirmation. And then when you flip it to the other side, there's a little bit more to talk about, like the guidance that goes around the card. So the one I chose was orbicular jasper. It says, my life glides forward with ease. I am mindful. I think and act with positive energy. Can you say a little bit about using affirmations and using setting intentions, whether we're using one of your oracle decks or we're using stones, and how that helps with manifestation?
Absolutely. I mean, this is exactly what I do and believe and portray constantly. So choosing a positive thought form has been something that I personally have integrated into my life at a very young age. I was very blessed to have that as part of a normal part of my life. And so what happens when we think good thoughts and say things in a positive way, we naturally are drawing things to us based on what we say, because first of all, everything is energy and all energy has a vibration. This vibration is being emanated, is being radiated out, goes in a circular direction, which means that it's coming right back at you. And therefore the expression, what goes around comes around. And then in that, you know, that's how we attract it. In fact, that is the law of attraction, is whatever you send out there, whatever you put your attention on, whatever you focus on and ardently work toward. You just don't like sit in your armchair and go, oh, I think I'll have a car, you know, and you think it's going to just show up at your front door, you know. But it really does make a difference, you know. If we sit out on any given day and say, today I'm grateful in advance for the people that are so kind and loving and easy to, you know, integrate and connect with, then that's more than likely what's going to happen. But if we start our day with a different thought form, like, everybody's so cranky, oh my goodness, this is, you know, we're whining, then that's what we're going to see all day long. And then you can't blame it on anybody else, because it's our thoughts. Did I answer your question?
You did. And I'm wondering how, let's say even before I leave the house for the day, is there something I can do with my crystals or with my stones to help me intensify those intentions?
Yeah. So I think you can incorporate it in a sense. I like to look at it as incorporating it with a gratitude practice. So you can either put your crystals, you know, if you have tumbled stones or pieces of crystals and gemstones that you keep on your desk or on your nightstand or on your windowsill, you can just decide to take a few of them with you. Us women, we like to put them in our bras, but you could keep them in a pocket. You can decide that you're going to carry it in your purse and then put it out on your desk. And then, but have a matching intention. So right now I happen to be sitting at a table in the angel room at my store, and I have all these crystals here in front of me because we just finished recording a Facebook Live. And so I could say, okay, let me pick a stone. Well, I'm attracted to this fluorite. So let's say I take this fluorite and I say, okay, I'm going to put this in my pocket for the day because I have a lot of work to accomplish today. I have to stay focused. I have to work on numbers. This fluorite is also associated with creative intelligence and divine intelligence and the inner genius within. So the combination of what the stone is known for, as well as your intention, and then every time you look at it, every time you focus on it, every time you rub it, let's say, you know, put it in your hand, hold it, then you're bringing your awareness back to what you do want instead of what you don't want.
beautiful way to bring that into practice. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Margaret Ann Lembo. Her new book is Crystals Beyond Beginners, Awaken Your Consciousness with Precious Gifts from the Earth. And you can find out more about Margaret Ann and her work at margaretannlembo.com. That's Margaret Ann, LEMBO.com. So one of the things that I enjoyed about this new book, Crystals Beyond Beginners, there's a section at the back, like a big section at the back, with crystals for different astrological signs and for numerology. Can you say, I just went to town in that section. Can you say a little bit about that?
Oh, I'm so glad that you like that section. I also like the section right before it too, which is the ones that have to do with the careers and professions. But yes. So with, you know, when you think of, like, I'm an amateur astrologer. I'm not, you know, a professional astrologer by any stretch of the imagination. But because I've studied it for so long, and I think in gemstones, like it's my consciousness, I realized there's energy and vibration with each one of the zodiac signs, and also with each of the planetary associations typically associated with it. Therefore, it would make sense that there are multiple stones that are associated with each particular sign. So, for example, like a perfect example, I just opened to page 178, chapter 8, ammonite fossils. So those are spiral-shaped, ram horn, calcite fossilized shells. So when you think about the sign of Aries, which is traditionally associated with the ram, of course this would make a perfect example for ramming ahead, moving forward, exactly like an Aries does on its initial thing, is to just move forward, just to get started, get things going, and so on. And I could go on. Obviously, I have in this chapter about this. And then likewise, also when we get to the numerology standpoint, again, not a professional numerologist, but I studied it over the years quite a bit. And I look at numbers as part of everyday life. And so if we look at these also associated with the houses in astrology, too, you know, using that as well, then you can associate gemstones that would make sense, that would be logical. So like, let's say the number four, if you want to pick a stone, would be andalusite, or also known as chasteolite, which is that stone that the way that it, when it's tumbled and you can, or it has a cross section, you can see the four directions, like it has like a cross in the middle of it, which is four pieces. So of course that makes sense that that's symbolic of the number four and earth-centered consciousness. So again, I could keep going, but I think that gets the gist of it. Yes.
Yeah. No. And it's fascinating because it's kind of, to me, this is sort of about how everything comes together. Things that might feel like they're from different disciplines, different modalities, different ways of connecting. We can use crystals or stones or gemstones to sort of bring them all together in the way that's most meaningful for us, the incarnated person who's having the experience of working with them. So that's very cool. Now I know that you also created a line of aroma energetic mists. What is that? You can't be spraying little pieces of stones on people because that would be mean. So what is this?
Okay. So first of all, I consider myself like an evolutionary aromatherapist, an aromatherapist that helps people awaken consciousness. And so utilizing various essential oils, in addition to making an aromatherapy blend, I realized because of my love of vibrational medicine that working with not only gemstones, but even holy waters that I've collected over the years, many years, and not knowing I was going to use it for this purpose, by the way, and also even Bach flower essences, that we can combine energetic vibrations to be sprayed on and around us to activate and shift our consciousness, to help us to shift our awareness. So I realized this by utilizing Bach flower essences for many years to overcome challenging situations in life. And then I realized, well, why not put crystals in water? I add, so let's say this is how you make a crystal infused essence. This is not to drink, by the way. There's no drinking water with rocks in them. I'm very clear on that because there's too many minerals that are actually could be poisonous to us. There's no reason to drink our stones. but if you get a jar, let's say a good old fashioned ball jar or, you know, cleaned out peanut butter jar that went through the dishwasher, and you fill it with, you know, 3/4 of the way with water, and then pick the gemstones that are for the intended purpose. So let's say you want to have an elixir that has to do with adding more love and kindness and compassion in your life. So then probably the pink and green stones, I'll be very general here, just pink and green rocks. Put them into the water, add a little bit of, I always add Everclear or, you know, 151 alcohol, high grain alcohol, and that stabilizes it. But then to that, I also add holy water and Bach flower essences that are also in alignment with the same intentions. Then that mixture, you know, that potentiates. You don't have to use a lot of it. You take about a milliliter or, you know, a tablespoon or teaspoon and add it to an aromatherapy blend. And then, you know, before you use it each time, you give it a good shake because you're going to have also water in that blend. And then spray it around you, again, with consciousness, holding the intention of why you're spraying it. And then adding to it are all these energies, all these vibrations of aromatherapy, gemstones, and other vibrational tools.
Wow. So a powerful kind of blended way. Putting all
it's
of this
so good
together. Oh my gosh.
It really is wonderful. The line keeps growing because I keep getting very strong inspirations and they have to do it. So there's always new, formulas being added to the line here at the Crystal Garden.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So now I know we're almost out of time. Would you tell the listeners how they can find you, how they can find the books? This is not just about this one book. You've got a ton of books. You've got decks. You've got, oh my gosh, you have everything. Can you tell them how to find you?
Well, of course, like you've already mentioned, please go to margaretannlembo.com. That's a great way. And if you want, visit, take a look at my site at the Crystal Garden, my store of 31 years. I opened it in August of 1988.
Wow.
And so thecrystalgarden.com. And I'm pretty active on Facebook. I have a Margaret Ann Lembo's book club, and I do free Facebook live events. In fact, next week we're starting on Monday. We're going to be doing a Crystals Beyond Beginners book club where every other week we're going to discuss a different chapter. And so please join that book club online. And I'm on Instagram. And so there's all different ways to find me, or come to South Florida and come to the Crystal Garden. You can meet me in person.
Okay, I'll be right over. Put the kettle on. I'll be right there.
I will do. Kettle's on.
Thank you. What's the thing you would most want readers to take from this book, or most want listeners to take from this conversation?
Really, from anything that, for everything and anything, whether it's this book or just me in general, I would say is to remember your true nature, which is love. And to the more we focus on the love that we are, the happier that we are individually, and the more potential there is for us to have peace on Earth. And if it's not the whole planet at one time, which that would be so wonderful, at least in our own personal worlds.
That is beautiful. Margaret Ann, thank you so much for being on the show. It was really fun to talk with you.
No, oh, thank you. You've been a great hostess with the mostest. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Margaret Ann Lembo. Her newest book is Crystals Beyond Beginners, Awaken Your Consciousness with Precious Gifts from the Earth. And you can find out more about Margaret Ann and her work, all the decks, there's CDs, and there's all kinds of stuff over there at margaretannlembo.com. That's Margaret Ann, A-N-N, Lembo, L-E-M-B-O.com, margaretannlembo.com. And of course, you're always welcome come over at KarenHager.com. That's a great place to find out about upcoming classes and events, find out what's coming up on the radio show, and you can even book a private intuitive session with me if you are so inclined. That's all at KarenHager.com. And if you believe, as I do, that we come from love, we return to love, and while we are here in this place, in these bodies, it is our sacred responsibility and right to use that love to change the vibration of the planet, to awaken the consciousness of the people who we're with, I invite you to check out openpeacefulheart.com. On that website, you'll find information about a free 15-minute guided meditation that happens the first Sunday of every month, where we come together for 15 minutes, people from around the world. There's no selling, no yelling, just 15 minutes of guided meditation in focus on peace in our hearts and peace in the world. That's openpeacefulheart.com. And thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.